Not long ago, my husband Brian and I took the drive up to the top of Pikes Peak, which sits 14,000 feet above sea level. Now, there are only a few guardrails along this 19-mile journey to the summit. And as we made our way up the mountain, I could not help but think, just one wrong move, and we will plunge over the side of this rocky mountain. At one point, we were just a couple of miles from the top, and the road was winding sharply, and I was getting scared. I suggested to Brian that we turn around at the next lookout point, and let's just head back down the mountain. I said to him, "We've come far enough, haven't we?" He told me we were not going to give up now. He assured me the view from the top would be worth the journey. In the book of Matthew, we are told to seek first the kingdom of God. And we know as we seek Him, life here on earth is difficult. The road is winding and uncertain. And the closer we get to God, the more the road seems to wind around and the harder the journey becomes. Have you experienced a time where following Christ seemed too difficult? I want to encourage you, my friend, to keep on. Keep searching after God. Make strides towards Him in all that you do. You know, Brian and I did make it to the top of Pikes Peak, and Brian was right. It was worth the uncertain journey to experience the amazing view from the top. I think our life with Christ is like that. Paul tells us in 1 Corinthians that no eye has seen, no ear has heard, and no mind has imagined what God has prepared for those who love Him. So you keep your eyes fixed on God as you travel the difficulties of life's journey. Expect your road to be difficult. Know that it will be uncertain. You'll have moments of weakness and you'll want to turn back. But you keep steadfast and keep your eyes on Him. His word promises that when we finally arrive and meet Him face to face, the view from heaven will be worth it all.